Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Our theme this month has been building our trust in God. And this is the next in our series, cheerfulness. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. There's a funny character in one of Charles Dickens' novels named Mark Tapley. Mark is comical because of his mission in life. His mission is to put himself in every unpleasant situation while remaining cheerful. He figures there's no merit in being cheerful in a pleasant situation, so he wants to find an unpleasant situation, and then his cheerfulness will really be something noble. The problem is that wherever he goes, his cheerfulness transforms the situation so that it becomes more and more pleasant, until Tapley is forced to give up his quest and settle for just being cheerful in pleasant situations. He's a great illustration of Blessed Fulton Sheen's statement. Each of us makes his own weather, determines the color of the skies and the emotional universe which he inhabits. In other words, cheerfulness is one of the best ways to transform our lives. And more than that, it's the right attitude of every Christian. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. When you hear the word cheerful, you might think of somebody who tries to ignore life's harsher realities with a superficially sunny disposition. These people always act bubbly, but because their cheerfulness is really just superficial and trite, they can't hold it together when actually hard times hit. But the virtue of cheerfulness we're talking about isn't like that. It's not fake. And it knows that, yes, awful things do happen in life, and that sometimes sorrow is appropriate. But Christian cheerfulness is based on the conviction that God is good, and the world He created is good, and that His providence is guiding everything to the best end, and that all people are made in His image, and fundamentally, they are good. And most importantly, you are good. So a Christian is willing to suffer and lament the evil which mars the goodness of creation here and there, but we know that even the temporary evil will eventually be swallowed up by the total victory of God at the end of time. So cheerfulness, it isn't denial or phony. It's the conviction, the resolve, to maintain a default, a baseline of happiness that matches the fact that goodness is more fundamental than evil. In other words, cheerfulness is just allowing the real world to be reflected in the disposition of our souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation, the virtue of courage, is about not giving up on what is good, even in the face of hardship. Courage says, I will not let evil win, not in my house, not in my life, not on my watch. I will keep fighting to make sure that goodness has the upper hand. And in that sense, cheerfulness is just courage applied to our emotions and our outward self-expression. Cheerfulness is the refusal to let evil win, which means it has to be the central battle we keep fighting. Cheerfulness says, I have not given up. In fact, I'm not even losing. Not in my mind, not in my will, and not in my emotions. Because God is good. And he's always victorious, which means he will always win. And I have surrendered to divine providence, and therefore I'm not worried. I'm not even downcast. What we're talking about is a relentless cheerfulness that is relentless honesty. It's the brave man and woman's decision to never let evil get the upper hand. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The real test of cheerfulness is patience. When you can be cheerful in difficult situations over the long haul. And this is, in some ways, the ultimate test of our strength of character. Why is that? Why is cheerfulness the hallmark of strength? Well, because ultimately, fear and sadness drain our strength. It's true, as we said, that not all sorrow is bad. Brief periods of sorrow are appropriate responses to particular evils and can even motivate us to reform our lives or strengthen others through our compassion. But if we are always fearful or sad or down, it drains our strength and our energy, and it brings everyone around us down as well. So if you really want to be strong enough to make the most of your life, and if you want to be a source of strength to others, then ask God for the grace to be cheerful, and then even when you don't feel like it, act cheerful. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Yes, there are times in life, brief moments in life, where it's right to be sad. But overall, our attitude, our disposition, the way we behave should be joyful, positive, hopeful. Why? Well, how about this? We possess God, and we live in a good world made by God. And He made you and I and everyone else fundamentally good. And He is guiding your life and the whole world to a very good end. That's what we mean by providence. So, if that's reality, we should act that way. And then everything around us will become brighter. And we will be stronger. And everything we do will give greater glory to God. And guess what? That is the most important way you're going to show to your family and friends, your loved ones who have fallen away from God, the most important reason to be Christian. Because being Christian should make a person joyful. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us
in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did that meditation make you think about?
Actually, it really convicted me, almost like a examination of conscience that I probably need to take to confession, because I was thinking back many times as you guys were growing up. I know there were a lot of times that my lack of cheerfulness became a real obstacle to my family members seeing Christianity as attractive. And my lack of cheerfulness, unfortunately, probably caused a barrier.
That's tough.
I'm thinking of all the times where my attitude was, oh, the world is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
People are so bad. The culture is going down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Or any way that I ever talked about the church in such a way that made the church seem like it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
That, I through this meditation, that's all I could think about was that, man, every time I did that, I was driving people away.
Yeah.
Because it's not a... When... If you trust God,
mm-hmm.
God who's in control of the whole universe, and God who is, by his providence, leading everything to victory,
mm-hmm.
every time I'm not cheerful, what I'm saying is, I don't trust God.
I think what you're describing here, I relate to deeply, especially. I think it's a part of our maturity in the faith. There's kind of a learning curve there that I remember being a very dark teenager as I started taking my faith more seriously, because I think part of getting to know your faith better is you do start to look around and you see the problems and you see the evil. I think I was really struck in this meditation by that line about it's the courage of feeling. Because you're actually, it's not this blissful cheerfulness. You have to actually be able to look at everything and see the good in it, which is really difficult. Mm-hmm. And I think for my teenage years, I was just really, really angsty about my faith, because I'm just looking at all these people that I think aren't performing their faith well, or all these people that don't even know the faith, or I'm looking at all the ways the culture is affecting us and all of these things, and that's all I could think about. And I think I will say that I'm not saying all of that wasn't true in the past, but I would say you've done so well lately about, I think of you as just a very cheerful person.
Really?
I think of you as a very, very cheerful, lighten the mood, see the good, celebrate life kind of representation of the faith. And I think that's...
Well, then I'm glad I've converted.
I do think there's a growth there, but I think most Catholics...
Are you saying that I used to act like an angsty teenager?
I'm saying we both did.
I accept that.
But it is true that you're slowly coming to see the world in different layers, but the deepest layer of that is when you come to know the truth of the faith, you come to know God, and God is good. God is the greatest victory, the greatest joy, the greatest celebration. That does transform your life, but I think a lot of people are a little bit farther back in the curve where they're still learning all the evil and they're seeing all the evil, but it's time to move on, because we can't spend our whole life just looking at and talking about all the bad in the world.
Isn't it interesting how we think of cheerfulness as superficial?
And immature.
And immature, when actually the deepest level of reality
mm-hmm.
is good. So cheerfulness is a reflection of the deepest level.
But it is that you have to have that kind of cheerfulness and the actual sight to see. You're not looking away from all of these things that are happening in the world. You're looking through it.
Yeah. And to see the whole world as evil or bad mm-hmm. is actually superficial.
Yeah.
Because that's not the deepest mm-hmm. core of reality.
Mm-hmm. It's not how we were made.
I don't have to name names. I can just describe the type of person, because I've been this type of mm-hmm. person. The conservative, orthodox Catholic who, every time you talk with them, they're complaining about how bad the world is, mm-hmm. how bad the country is, how bad this or that. And there's nothing more repelling than that attitude.
I know. I know we talk down the news all the time, so people might just be like, you're talking about the news again. But I cannot describe... I'm always running into people that tell me,
I mean, just in passing, as if it's obvious that the world has really, everything's hit the fan. It is. The world has really gone downhill. These are the end times. This is the worst world to be living in. It has never been worse than this. I haven't been on the news in years. I have not watched YouTube in months now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, life has never been better when I'm just living my life.
Yeah. I mean, look at the...
But it's what you're looking at. It's about... Are you just seeing the darkness in the world and that's all you see? Because that's not the world.
Exactly.
That's not the world.
But that's what the news wants to tell us. Everything's bad. So get off the news and just go out and be with people and you're going to find they're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find good people in the craziest places, but you actually have to see those people and you actually have to see the good in them. And you, yeah, this cheerfulness is really inspiring. And I really want to start living this way because I agree. I have lived as a very dark person for a very long time.
And again, to be cheerful just means be realistic. A good God made a good world. He's bringing the whole world to a good conclusion, and he made you really, really good.
Mm-hmm. And if you think there's no good in the world, then it's because you don't see the good in others.
Ooh. And maybe you don't see the good in yourself first.
It's not because the good's not there. You're just not looking at it.
Yeah. So I'm going to take my lack of cheerfulness from the past. I've never confessed this. I'm going to take that to confession.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to practice being realistic. Yeah. I'm going to practice being cheerful. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.